Hello and welcome again to Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth, and the podcast series where we focus on parafunctional habits. That's the unconscious or stress-related things that we do with our mouth and that wreaks havoc on our teeth, jaws, and overall health. Now, last week we spoke about nail biting, and this week we're talking about cheek and lip biting, the sneaky habit that's stressing out your smile and your jaw. And joining us again is Dr. Clifford Udelman from OptiSmile. Dr. Udelman, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back. And last week was a nail biting episode.
Yes.
We had a cliffhanger in between. So today is cheek and lip biting. Next week will be ice chewing. In case you think you got away with the lips and the nails, we know who you are. You're chewing ice, which is maybe even worse.
Yeah, I think so too. But, you know, I sometimes accidentally bite my cheek, you know, and it hurts and it bleeds sometimes. But why do people do this? And how does it matter for your dental health?
Yeah, so, you know, the cheeks and the lips they're soft tissues. They're not meant to be repeatedly chomped on. It's different to when you have a chewing accident, when you accidentally bite your tongue or your cheek. This is more people that sort of suck their cheeks in and constantly chew on them. And you see signs of that. They get like a white, you get like scar tissue and inflammation. And it can actually affect the way the teeth close together. Especially people that bite their lip, they often bite one side or the other and they get a little bit of a callus on the lip. And it's often a much more unconscious habit. People are not that aware of lip biting. So many times I'm talking to someone during initial consultation and looking straight at them, and I've noticed every so often they bite their lip. And then I say to them, oh, do you bite your lip? And while they're answering, they look up and they start thinking, and they're literally biting their lip, and they say, no, I don't think so. And they're biting their lip. It's like, well, you're actually, the people are very unaware of lip biting. So anybody who's got a sore jaw on one side or the other can look in the mirror and see if they've got a little bit of dry skin. They might say, oh, I've got this little bit of dry skin, and so I just got to chew on that a little bit. But that dry skin is actually a callus from your tooth, and it's a bit of a vicious circle. So that's a sign that something's out of balance if you're doing that.
And surely it creates a lot of damage, you know, if you're chronically biting the soft tissues within your mouth.
Yeah, look, we do see these ulcers or callus patches on the inside of the cheek or the lip. People that bite insides a lot, you get like thickened white or grayish lines. It's called frictional keratosis. And in severe cases, you can get some scarring. Some people can get a fibroma, which is a lump of like dense scar tissue. If you're a person who every so often bites your cheek or your lip by mistake, that's a different story. You can end up with a little bump inside the lip, like a little bullocky, a small little ball filled with mucus. And that's called a mucus seal. And if you've got one of those, you can get in the habit of actually rolling it around and sort of chewing on it like a little marble. I know sometimes I catch myself trying to find one of those and bite on it. It's just a bad habit, I guess. But each time you do that, whatever you're chewing on would only just get a little bit worse.
And these habits, Dr. Udelman, can they actually affect your bite or lead to jaw alignment issues over time?
Yeah, so I think in two ways. One is it's caused by the bite. So sometimes a cheek and lip issue, cheek and lip, the tissue can get caught if your teeth are misaligned, if you've had orthodontic changes that shift your bite, or it can actually start causing bite changes. We see people that bite on their lip and that starts pushing that one particular tooth out. Often it's one of those side front teeth. I just recently completed Invisalign on a lovely lady, and then she subsequently got engaged. And funnily enough, her sister came to see me. She's a yachty. They both had the same tooth that was crooked. And while she was there, I saw her biting on her lip the same way her sister did. And so although it's not necessarily genetic, and the mother apparently also has that same tooth that's crooked. So maybe these ladies, you know, saw their mother much like the like a nail biting habit that we mentioned last week, you see someone biting and you pick up that habit, and that makes your tooth grow crooked. So and also, you know, that's yeah, and you know, the subconscious shift in your jaw's rest position can stress your TMJ, and then it gets into bigger jaw issues.
I also want to ask you, are these habits mostly daytime, or do people do them while they're sleeping?
So both. Daytime biters often do it out of stress or when they're trying to concentrate. They may catch themselves biting on the inside of their cheek during a tense phone call, or you know, that story about, you know, bite your tongue. You know, maybe a young two-year-old is acting up, and instead of raising your voice, you just end up biting your tongue or your cheek or your lip, for that matter. Some people nibble on their lip while reading emails, or if you watch people during a Zoom call, if there's 8 or 10 people in the call, you'll often see someone biting their lip. Nighttime cheek biting is often linked to teeth grinding or bruxism. Episode 42 was all about that. So if you've got white lines on the inside and you're not aware of biting on your cheeks during the day, it may be a sign that you're biting on your cheeks and sucking on your cheeks at night and clenching and grinding. And the same with the tongue. You can actually see little scallops or grooves on the side of the tongue. That could all be a sign of bruxism.
All right. And can cheek or lip biting actually cause or worsen headaches, facial pain or TMJ problems?
Indeed, it can. Definitely. The constant micro trauma can overwork the muscles of the face and jaw. And if you're biting down hard on your cheek or your lip, you're also engaging your masseter, which is your main jaw muscle, and your temporalis, which is the bigger one over the sides of your temples. And over time, that leads to tension that spreads into your temples, you know, behind your eyes, even down your neck and your shoulders. And some people develop a protective posture. They shift how they chew to avoid painful areas in their mouth, and it causes or painful areas in their jaw, causing imbalance and TMJ strain. And that can often turn into a headache or face pain.
Now, I would imagine this is all more common in people with stress or anxiety, much like the nail biting. Is that correct?
Yes. You know, just like nail biting, cheek and lip biting can often come from stress, anxiety, or deep concentration. It can be a mindless coping mechanism. You know, I'm worried, so I'm biting. That's what people would tell you. Some folks are so used to it, they think it's normal. But it's basically your body's stress relief method. Once you identify it as a sign of underlying tension, you can address the root cause.
Are there any warning signs that someone is biting their cheeks or lips subconsciously?
Yeah, so there's something called linea alba, which means white line. That's visible lines or calluses on the inside of your cheek or the whole cheek if you constantly sort of gnawing on the inside of your cheek. One or both cheeks can look very white and rough. I've seen that a number of times in the last 42 years. And some chronic sore spots or small ulcers in the same place. People catch themselves during mid-bite, like especially biting on their lip once they're aware of it, when they're doing stressful tasks. You know, the dentist might say, hey, your cheek tissue is thickened. Are you biting on it? That's always a good sign. If the dentist mentions it to you, you know, think about it, try and catch yourself out when you're doing it. And if you see some of those clues, you know, it's time to pay attention. I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, if it caught your interest, you're probably already aware that it's something you may be doing and looking for more information.
Doctor, also, how do you treat or help someone with a long-term habit like this?
So we always examine the bite to see if there's a misalignment. So sometimes if people have a posterior cross bite, if you know, your upper teeth are supposed to bite on the outside of your lower teeth, and in some people they crossed over, and that can lead to some kinds of problems like this, or this type of issue can make those cross bites worse. We can often correct that with Invisalign if that is a problem. We discuss stress management or, you know, help people to be more mindful. I mentioned a few podcasts ago that I listened to a book called Oxygen Advantage, and there's one that's very popular now called Breathe by Nesta. It's about breathing, nasal breathing and relaxing. And I want to say meditation, but you're just doing like a 20-minute deep breathing that can help for patients biting at night. A special splint, which will keep the cheeks away from the grinding surfaces, you know, the bite guard or night guard, bruxism splint, that will always work. And, you know, breaking the cycle requires a consciousness, noticing the triggers and using alternative stress outlets instead of biting on your own tissues.
Just one more question, Dr. Udelman. Can cheek or lip biting lead to more serious oral issues like infections or lesions?
Yeah, in severe cases, people can get recurring ulcers or they can become infected. To be honest, I haven't really seen that too often. But definitely fibromas, that areas that constantly get bitten, you can have a large fibroma, which is non-cancerous, and but they need to get removed. These days, they can be lasered off in many cases. People need to be aware if you've got a sore or a white patch on the side of your tongue, it is a good idea for the dentist to look at that, because that's a common place for oral cancer. And oral cancer, especially on the sides or the base of the tongue, is never a good thing. It's a very dangerous cancer. And not saying that cheek or tongue biting will cause cancer, but it can make a diagnosis more difficult, because dentists might see the side of your tongue and say, oh, you've been chewing on your tongue. And meantime, you haven't been chewing on your tongue, and it's actually a white patch that needs to be biopsied. So that's something to be aware of as well.
And for those who just realize now that they're constantly biting their cheeks or lips, do you have any final advice for us, Dr. Udelman?
Yeah, don't ignore it. Go to your dentist, come to OptiSmile, check your bite, rule out any hidden alignment issues, you know, reflect on stress or anxiety triggers, and just being aware, like, oops, I'm biting again. You know, that will help you, you know, help you become aware and to stop. And, you know, with a bit of effort, you can break the habit and prevent any kind of scar tissue and save yourself from bigger dental headaches and even headaches, you know, down the line.
Yeah. Okay, fantastic. And that concludes cheek and lip biting for today. Dr. Udelman, thank you so much once again.
Thank you. And looking forward to speaking to you next week about ice chewing.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot over summer. We'll talk about it next week. Big thanks to you, Dr. Clifford Udelman, for sharing your expertise with us once again, and also to our listeners for tuning in. Remember, while we strive to provide valuable insights, always consult with your own dental professional for advice tailored to your personal health. Also, don't forget to subscribe for more enlightening discussions, and join us again next week as we continue to explore the fascinating intersection of dental health and financial savvy. Until then, keep smiling, stop the biting, and take great care of your teeth.
Discover the world of dental excellence with OptiSmile. Join us for a weekly podcast featuring Dr. Clifford Udelman, a seasoned expert with 40 years of dental experience across four continents. Gain unique insights and expert dental advice by visiting optismile.co.za for articles that illuminate the path to optimal oral health. If you're seeking unparalleled dental care in Cape Town, get in touch with OptiSmile or book directly online on optismile.co.za. OptiSmile, where global expertise meets local care.